Okay, welcome back. Hour number two. It is always fun and informative and encouraging, if not inspiring, to talk to Richard Ostrow. Richard is the owner and CEO of Carnivora. Carnivora.com to all of us who want to go looking for it. And I hope you will. Click on Richard's name and guess if you'd like to go there. The really good news is that this product exists, and it has helped so many people achieve states of immune competence that Richard is probably very happy at times and very frustrated at other times, because you can't just get to everyone. We try, and we certainly have indicated on this program the direction, the path that many people should consider following if they are having immunological deficiencies. This is a remarkable, extraordinary product. Carnivora Research International is the formal name of it. Now, a couple of months ago, not even 6 weeks ago, I started to get this H1N1. I knew what it was. There was no question about it. And I took Carnivora, and I took my Allicin C, and it was a bad one. And I knew if it had gone from my sinuses and my throat, and it had gotten into my bronchial tubes, it would have gone into my lungs. If I had been unfortunate enough to have the D225G format, I might not be here tonight. So I don't take the flu lightly. I started Carnivora immediately and began taking the Allicin C on top of that. And if you were listening, I mentioned it a few times during the week. I was able to continue working. I fought it. And these wonderful, all-natural aids helped my immune system kick it out. I beat it. It was gone. And I consider that a major story for me. I don't get sick. It had to be real bad to get me down at all, because I have a very good immune system. I take Carnivora all the time. I take Allicin C, and I take good care of myself. Carnivora.com has, if you've been listening to Richard's appearances and the special guests that we've had in the past, and we have a number of them tonight, has helped people come back from some pretty serious issues. We won't speak with great specificity about them for obvious reasons. Let me read the little disclaimer here. All products manufactured by Carnivora Research International are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease in the United States. Well, if you're in another country, though, that kind of sounds a little different, doesn't it? Without prejudice to the generality of the contents herein, this message is not meant nor intended to diagnose, treat, or otherwise mitigate any health-related condition. This message does not attach any legal liability onto the originator thereof. This communication may also contain information which is confidential and therefore privileged. It is for the exclusive use of the intended recipients. If you have received this message by error, please delete the email and destroy any copies of it. Now, here's the part. This is a standard header and footer, rather, on Richard's email. Warning. I like this. Due to presidential executive orders, the National Security Agency, NSA, may have read this email without warning, warrant, or notice. They may do this without any judicial or legislative oversight. You have no recourse, no protection. If anyone other than the addressee of this email is reading it, you are in violation of the First and Fourth Amendments of the Constitution of the United States of America. And then he follows that up with, a nation of sheep results in a government of wolves. And that is the damn truth. Richard, welcome back.
Hello, Jeff. Couldn't have said it any better. Thank you.
Oh, it's a great footer on your emails. We have a nation of sheep, and there are many, many people who are not sheep who are trying to wake up and get a handle on it. And those are the folks who listen to this program and who really care. We have a God-given right to know if there is something that nature provides us that can help our immune systems become even better. And that's really what Carnivora is all about, helping our immune systems be the best that they possibly can be. And the stories are just wonderful of the people who have discovered this, tried it, and who have had a restoration of immune function, which has enabled them to climb back up to the peak of health. I say that right?
I think you couldn't have said it any better.
Okay. All right. So what have you been doing, kid?
Well, we're getting ready to launch our pet division, so we have our hands full, and we're excited about it. And we're editing videos that we traveled all over the United States to get.
Okay.
We went to out of Africa. We saved some tigers and other animals over there, and we videotaped them. We interviewed them, so we're getting ready to launch that. So that's really what.
Now, are you going to be held under the same strictures of expression with animals as you are with humans? Perhaps so, because it is a branch of medicine, so it's veterinary medicine. But what are your guidelines? What do you have to do?
I don't think we want to take any chances in the United Drug States. I'm sorry to say we can't be messing around with the federal.
No, they don't play games.
Administration. So we're just going to play it safe and let people read between the lines, and I think they understand most of what's going on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if they ask questions outright about disease issues, we can't answer that here.
No.
We have to say we don't diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease in the United States. That's a standard disclaimer that the FDA, the NSA, and any other three-letter organization is going to spy on us about.
Mm-hmm.
And continue to do so.
We are meticulous in the way we honor that when you're on the program. And we've got five special guests standing by. We probably should get right to the first one. I'm very happy about the pet division. I've known about this for some time. Our pet friends deserve the best, just as we do, and now
Absolutely.
That is available to them. Okay. Anything you want to say before we jump to our first call?
Well, tonight is a truly international show because
that
our
is.
First guest is actually from Australia, and we have another guest who I believe is from New Zealand. So we're getting some people who are not in this country.
Mm-hmm.
They still can't say what they can say. We still have to read the Riot Act here, so we have to make sure that they don't mention disease names.
We will
do that.
That's
all I'm going to say, so it's all yours.
Okay, very good. First up, we're going to go down to Brisbane in Queensland, Australia, and welcome Mark to the program. We won't use last names, not necessary. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the program. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Good evening to you, gentlemen.
Hi. Good evening.
Yes, we do.
We're both here. Richard is here.
I'd like to say thank you for allowing me.
Thank you for coming on.
We have a little bit of a delay, Mark. Okay, we have a little bit of a delay, so I'm going to stop talking and let you go ahead and tell us your story and how you found out about Carnivora.
Sure. Let me first just say that I chose to share my story for two reasons in particular, and the first is that if any of your listeners who have serious heart conditions, they'll find this very informational and potentially life-saving. My story started back in 2005. I was diagnosed with a serious heart condition. This heart condition is also the world's biggest killer. My heart in 2005, and for your listeners who have a serious heart condition, the EF was 34%.
The EF was 34%. Okay.
Was 34%.
Mm-hmm.
And my LV was 6.1%, so I had an enlarged heart. Through 2005 to 2013, last year, I was taking medications and vitamins, and that seems to have just sustained me until March last year when I flew to San Francisco. I was diagnosed at St. Mary's Hospital and had to fly back to Australia. What made things worse was I caught the swine flu whilst I was on the plane, somewhere along the airport or the plane, and it really, really killed me. So they conducted another echocardiogram, and obviously my heart was in the same state as it was back in 2005. I had a further echocardiogram in June, which basically showed the same result 3 months before that.
Mm-hmm.
And then one late night, my brother called me and said, look, why don't we try this carnivora stuff? Because, you know, we've known about carnivora for a well and truly over a year. And so I decided on the 1st of October to start taking carnivora.
October of last year?
And I tell you, whilst I was taking carnivora, I felt all sorts of different things happen to my heart, which were just absolutely feelings that I never felt before, such as pins and needles around my heart and so on. And it was just incredible. So when I had the echocardiogram 2.5 months later, something amazing happened, which really brought tears to my eyes. My EF was back at 54 to 60%, and my LV was well and truly within the normal range of 5.3. So my heart actually had contracted, and it wasn't enlarged anymore. So
that's
I found that,
Mark.
You know,
that is
in a short space of time.
That had to have just stunned your cardiologists and your medical support team. Such, I have never heard of an enlarged heart reducing in size to back to essentially a normal configuration before. I've not heard that.
Absolutely right. My cardiologist was quite stunned, to say the least. And what he did say to me was that there are three types of people. One third of people who contract this particular disease die. The other third, well, they just stagger through life. And the other third slowly improve through a period of time. But mm-hmm. what was staggering about this was that the speed in which it recovered, in which it contracted, the size that is, was...
Now, again, excuse me for interrupting, but you began taking this all-natural supplement, carnivora, in October of last year, 2013, and from that point forward, how much time elapsed before the new work was done, the new test results were in?
On December the 14th, I had had another echocardiogram, which is roughly about two and a half months after I started taking carnivora, and that's when those amazing results started coming through. I couldn't believe my eyes, and struggling with a disease like this for 8 years, really had taken its toll on me. So it was quite incredible.
That's a stunning story. Now, your body was able to do this. Obviously, the carnivora enabled your body to remember, apparently, what things were supposed to be like. And I'll just keep it real simple and elementary like that. But we get the picture clearly. This is a 2.5 month miracle. And I'm very happy for you. And you must not stop talking about this to other people. If I were you, I wouldn't. I don't know.
In fact, it inspired me to such an extent that I'm actually looking to write a book. I'm actually I'm an IT professional by profession.
Uh-huh.
I own a very successful IT security company here in the Asia Pacific region.
Uh-huh.
And I'll certainly be looking to write a novel to let people know that there is help, there is something there that they can do about this. And that's why I keep carnivora very close to my heart. Excuse the pun.
Well, I'll take it. That works beautifully. Richard, anything to say before we thank Mark and tell him good night?
It's wonderful news, but I have to tell you, we've known about things like this for the longest time. We just can't talk about it. As a matter of fact, we're embarking on U.S.-based clinical studies to show the cardiovascular efficiency of carnivora, which mm-hmm. is not even, it's pretty much ignored because people figure it can only help one kind of disease, and I won't mention that name. And that's far from the truth. This product wakes up your immune system to normalize many conditions, and this is just one example of what we're talking about.
It sounds like it it wakes up some kind of a genetic protocol to bring the entire body back into focus as it was when we were kids, our young people.
Well, funny you said that, Jeff, because in this clinical work we're doing, we're going to show how we turn on good genes and turn off bad genes.
Very good. Mark, thank you very much for being here and sharing that. We look forward to your book when it's done. Continued wonderful health to you, and we do appreciate you. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, great story. See, this is another side of Carnivora. Which again is an extract of the Venus flytrap family. That's essentially what it is. And Richard has been the owner of this for, 11, 12 years now, Richard? I forgot.
14 now.
14 now. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I also want to thank Richard publicly for being a friend of mine. But more than that, he stands four square on the Constitution of the United States of America, as it was intended to be, and supports this program and freedom of speech, and we're very grateful to him for that.
And
sir,
I am grateful to you as well, Mr. Renz.
All right. Let's go now to the South Island, New Zealand, and see if Stephen is standing by down there. Are you there, Stephen? See if we got a delay. Hello, Stephen. Are you there? Can you hear us? Okay, not yet. Apparently, we don't have him. We'll get back to Stephen as soon as we can. So far, we can't get hold of him. The network advises that we are trying, and we'll continue to try to get Stephen in New Zealand. So what we'll do is go on to our next special guest. We'll get hold of him. His name is Jeff, I don't know what state he is in. Are you there, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the program.
How are you all doing this evening? Thank you, sir. Well, I'm from Kentucky.
Hi, Jeff.
You're from Kentucky.
How are you doing?
Now, Kentucky,
yes, sir.
Kentucky is not the show-me state. What is Kentucky known for?
It's known for fast horses and beautiful women, or is that beautiful women and fast horses? I don't know.
I thought
it's,
it was...
known for the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, that too, and then there's moonshine, but we don't talk about that either.
I don't know. That and good basketball.
Okay, you got it wired. Tell us your story here, Jeffrey.
Well, I tell you guys, I've been taking Carnivora, the liquid extract, for almost 3 years now.
Uh-huh.
Back in 2003, I had a vending machine that fell over on a guy, and I... snatched it up off of him and ruptured two discs in my back, and as the rest they say has been history. And I've had 8 back surgeries, 2 cervical, and it's been no fun. And I've just had chronic. Two of the surgeries failed miserably, and I've just been left with chronic intense pain issues. And, you know, I've done everything, you know, medically possible. And, my cousin actually introduced me to Carnivora. She's had some health issues and, you know, I was severely limited, mobility wise. You know, I mean, I could get around, but it was just very slow and I couldn't stay, you know, moving around much for any length of time. And I started on Carnivora and, after the first couple of weeks, it was like, you know, I feel something different. Can't really put my finger on it, but I just feel different. I started feeling a little better, and I noticed that, you know, the intensity of my pain. It's like I describe it as a knob, turning the knob down.
Got it.
You know, it's not
turn the volume down.
Exactly. And I mean, it's just been amazing. My mobility has increased. You know, the need for pain medication has decreased. I feel better, you know, and I have to say, too, that I haven't had a cold in almost those 3 years.
Yeah, you
it's been amazing. I mean, it's a fabulous product.
In terms of
Jeff,
yes, sir, Richard, go ahead.
Give me 1 second, if you will. Tell us what you were able to do for your mother when you embarked on this protocol.
I think you may have me confused, Mark. I'm sorry.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you did something to your mother. You said you constructed an entire part of the house.
Oh, yes, yes. About 2 months, and I'm sorry, 2 months after taking it, my wife, my father-in-law, her dad got real sick, bedridden, and we decided to move. You know, they wanted us to move in and help take care of him. And they have a walkout. It's a ranch-style house with a walkout basement. And there was a kitchen, you know, and bedroom, living room area in the basement, but no bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And within a little over 2 months of, you know, of taking the carnivore, I was able to build that bathroom by myself. And I couldn't even have dreamed about even going to pick up the lumber. You know, before then.
You know,
I was just amazed. I mean, it took me being by myself and still being limited. It took me, you know, about right at a month to do, but I did it from scratch, you know, shower stall, sink, toilet, washer dryer hookups.
You did it all. That's really amazing. Well, you are kind of the poster child for what can be done on this planet with the right nutritional and therapeutic support.
This product, Garnivora, has just, I mean, it has saved my life. And I don't say that, you know, jokingly, but it has really improved the quality of my life. And I'm just extremely grateful for you guys developing it and, you know, making it available to the public and everybody that, you know, needs to get this.
Jeffrey, hold on a minute. We have to take a break for about 3 minutes. We'll come right back. I got just a couple more things to say. And, Richard, I don't know very many people at all who have ever had back surgery, one surgery, who say they're better off. It's one of those surgical procedures that, in most cases, just doesn't work. And you end up in more pain than you were before. This is a wonderful story. I'll be right back with more in just a couple minutes. Don't go away. Okay, and we're back doing our programs. Another one as we do every couple of months with Richard Ostro. To follow the progress of Carnivora and people who have been in trouble and who have come back. And it's always inspiring to hear these stories. And as we've talked about at the top of the hour, we have to be very careful about how we phrase and describe them. Now, one of the things with pain in the body, especially orthopedic pain, there is an arthritis factor, but a lot of it has to do with swelling. When the body's immune system can't handle something, inflammation results, swelling occurs, and pressure is put on nerves. Now, in your case, Jeffrey, is part of the benefit from Carnivora having your body remember what it's like not to be inflamed and swollen, and did you notice a diminution in that kind of sensation?
Well, the damage that I have is definitely nerve-related. Some of the complications that happened, you know, during the two surgeries that I dubbed failures. It left me with chronic, you know, nerve damage.
And
pain and reliance upon pain medication.
Right.
And, you know, and that's a big old ugly world. I don't mean to talk down to it. It's needed by a lot of people, but it, in conjunction with the Carnivora, it has reduced my need for, you know, to just take an extra dose or to, you know, to get through the day.
Sure.
I find I have more energy, I have more flexibility, more mobility, and, you know, it's like I said, it has turned the knob way down.
And you haven't had a cold in 3 years, you said.
No, I have not had, it's been amazing. I mean, that's the only thing I can contribute it to is the carnivora, because, you know, it's just been, I'm extremely grateful that I have it.
Well, and, wonderful. How have you been able to relate to other people around you when you try to tell them your success? Do they believe you? Is there a disbelief?
All they have to do is, I mean, the people that know me that I have introduced carnivora to just, you know, are amazed. You know, literally just going from the recliner to the bathroom was, you know, for a long time was difficult.
Not fun.
You know, not to mention, you know, getting out and walking, and I gained 70 pounds, and, you know, I'm 6'5". I never weighed more than 210 in my life. And, you know, after having, you know, these surgeries, my mobility was just gone.
Yeah.
And it has allowed me to be able to get out and walk, you know, to build my strength back up. And
That's wonderful.
You know, look forward to continuing to, you know, prosper from the use of this product.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Anything you want to say, Richard?
No, just another great story, and I'm thrilled to hear it, Jeffrey.
Well, thank you, Richard, for getting it out to the people that need it.
All right. You take care, Richard.
Thank you for giving us a shot. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, and y'all have a great evening.
Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, great. Now, the next individual is going to tell us a story that I have had a friend very similarly troubled by. His immune system malfunctioned, and his PSA numbers started to go up. Let me tell this real quickly. I think they got up into the mid-40s, maybe the 50s, and he went to a specialist, and they did a biopsy, and the doctor quickly told him, "You've got cancer. We've got to get in there and take everything out immediately." And I just happened to talk to him one day, and he somehow decided to mention he had been to a doctor, and I asked him what was wrong, and so on and so forth. And I said, "Listen, you know, your immune system is down. We've got to bring it back up, and you can take care of this issue." And he says, no, these doctors know what they're doing. And it took me a while, but I said, "Will you give me 4 weeks?" And he did. And I think it was about 3 weeks in, maybe 4 weeks, his count went from, let's call it mid-40s, down to about 10. And his doctor was, you know the story, shocked. And he has continued to do better and better. And this is 3 years ago now, and he's just fine. So his immune system responded and broomed that stuff out of there. William is on the phone now. Are you there, William? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Good. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Tell us your story here. What was going on with your body?
Well, similar to what you just talked about, I was having issues with my prostate, and my numbers, PSA numbers, were going up. They didn't go up as high as the person that you were talking about, but they were up there in the high teens, and I think they got up to 20. And my doctor, I've had other problems in the past, and I've had surgery and several surgeries, and I have an ileostomy, so getting the doctor did not want to go in and do any more surgery,
right?
Because I had Crohn's disease.
Oh yeah.
And he was telling me that if he goes in there, he will set that Crohn's off, and I will be, you know, even in worse shape than if I just, you know, let the
thank goodness he was conservative, at least to that degree. Some might not have been. So
yeah, he was. He's a very good doctor, and I, you know, I thank him for that. But we were going to have to do something because my numbers were increasing, and it looked like I was going to have to be put on Lupron, and which is a I can't exactly remember what it does, but it pretty much takes your maleness away from you.
Uh huh.
you know, it's kind of a female.
Right. It's an estrogen.
Another pharmaceutical wonder there.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Estrogen bomb.
Exactly.
We're going to go through the break, Todd. Thank you. Okay, so they wanted to put you on an estrogen enhancer to knock the testosterone down to
exactly. That's what would
yeah.
That's what would happen, you know. And so you know, my numbers kept increasing, and then you know I, you know, to make a long story a little bit shorter, I every time I go to bed at night, I listen to the radio, and I don't know if I can mention the program I listen to. Is that all right?
Doesn't matter. Go ahead. It's just
yeah,
the point
I
is you heard about carnivora.
Well, I did, and it was, you know, I heard about it, and, you know, I heard that President Reagan was using it even before it was
legally used in the U.S. He had it brought into the country, you bet. Yeah,
yeah, and so I thought, well, geez, I'm gonna find out about this. And so I got on the Internet, read about it, and my lady friend's quite a naturopath person and believes in a lot of that stuff, and she said, well, Bill, you ought to try that, you know. And I'm not one that tries everything, you know, I just don't do that. And she kind of talked me into it, so I said, all right, I'm going to go for it. So I went ahead and ordered from you folks, and that was a very pleasing experience because the people were so nice, explained it so well to me, sent me the stuff out. I started on the program, and I'm still on a full strength program, but kind of telling you how it went, I had a PSA test coming up. I was getting one every 3 months. He was watching it very closely, the doctor was.
Right.
And I had been taking it about a week. I just got started on the carnivora, and when I took the test, went in to see him, and he said, well, Bill, he said, you know, it's dropped. Your PSA has dropped down a little bit.
That quickly?
Not a lot, yeah. It only went down a couple points.
Doesn't matter. You still had a drop. Okay.
Yes. And then he said, why don't we just go 6 months and see how it goes? So
yeah.
That gave me a really good chance to use the, you know, see if the carnivore was really doing anything.
Sure.
So I went in for my 6 months checkup, took a test. He came in into the examining room there, and we were talking, and he was kind of shaking his head. He said, "Hey, Bill, you know your PSA has dropped down to less than half of what it was." And I said, "Hey, that's great." He said, "I don't know." He said, "I can't explain it." I said, "I think maybe I can." And I told him that I was on this supplement that I had heard about, and I said it apparently it's working, and I do physically feel better too.
Uh-huh.
You know, I never felt physically bad, but you know, when the numbers go down like that, it's going to make you feel better and better. And so I you know, I was really thrilled about that. And you know, the fact that I was not going to have to get on the Lupron, and I went ahead and I'm still on the full dose because I have another test coming up in April, and I want to see where that goes and how that is.
Good.
And I'm not sure, you know, what I'll do after that. I could probably try to reduce it down if the tests are real good, or I can just stay on it. Yeah, as far as I know, there's no harm in staying on it that I know of.
No harm, and you don't have to stay on the higher doses if you're in the normal range. So if you're reasonably within the normal range, you can start reducing the dosages each week, which is actually in your program instructions.
Yes, it is.
You're just reducing it in reverse, the same way you came up every week. And you reduce it until you get down to... Are you taking the extract as well?
I am just taking the capsules.
Okay, well, if you're on, let's say, 4-3 times a day right now...
That's what I'm on.
Next week, you go on 3-3 times a day. The week after that, you reduce it to 2-3 times a day until you finally get down to 1-3 times a day, and that's a maintenance dose, and that's where you can stay if you choose to do that.
Okay. Is there any harm in staying... you know, reducing it to 3 and then staying on that for...
Now, you can stay on that until you cross over into next dimension. There's no harm that this product has ever caused a single soul, ever.
And it does not negatively interact with anything else you're taking, and that's really important to keep in mind.
Yeah, I know.
Well.
That's a great thing, because I do take some other things.
No, no problem at all. Yeah. Okay, so, let me. We've got to go here, but I've got one question for you.
Sure.
How is the Crohn's, briefly? Are you managing it?
Oh yeah, it's been good for quite some time.
Okay. Let me tell you a secret. You want to know a secret?
Sure.
And all you have to do is go do a search on that big search engine, and if you write in there Crohn's caused by dairy and hit it and look for the results, you'll find out what causes Crohn's disease. It's
now
dairy.
You said spell that out for me. Caused by
Crohn's, caused by dairy products.
Dairy products.
Dairy products causes 95% of Crohn's and IBS.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes, it does. And my cousin was due to go into surgery. They're going to take out 3 feet of her lower intestine because she had Crohn's so bad. And again, I asked her, I said, just will you give me, I think I asked her for 5 or 6 weeks. I said, just do this much. This is before I knew about carnivora. I said, stop the dairy. No more milk, no more cheese, no more yogurt, no more cottage cheese. Stop the dairy. And she did. And a month later, no need for surgery. The doctor said he couldn't believe it. The Crohn's was virtually gone. Look it up. Crohn's caused by dairy products. We are lactose intolerant. We shouldn't be eating all this dairy. It's a mega-billion-dollar industry, and they could care less about what it does to people. Look
Aren't
it up.
Those products FDA approved? I'm kidding. Okay, next.
Now, dairy should not be consumed. We don't need it. It's creates mucus, bacteria, IBS, Crohn's, and a lot of other problems. Just look it up and see. You'll find out.
I will. I'll do that. But
you stop that dairy, Bill. Please, no more. Find something else.
Okay. And the only time I ever use dairy now, you know, I'm 73 years old, so I have a little bit of a half and half in my coffee, and that's about it.
All right. Well, good. You've minimized it, and that's probably why your Crohn's is a lot better. Dairy creates an acid body, acid conditions. Bacteria love them, and Crohn's is a bacteria.
Now, what about carnivora helping Crohn's?
Absolutely. Your immune system.
Well, we can't answer that question in the United States.
What we can say is that your immune system needs to be at its maximum productivity for all immune challenging disorders. And
my nephew's wife is the young lady, and she has it, and and she's been fighting it for quite a while.
Bill, we've got to run by here. Go ask her the next time you talk to her. How much dairy do you eat?
Mm-hmm.
Dairy products, milk, cheese, cottage cheese, and you're going to find that she'll say, "Well, I eat quite a bit. I drink a lot of milk. I eat cottage cheese. I love cheese." You'll see. And you ask her, will you do me a favor and let's try for three, challenge her, 2 weeks, no dairy. Just do the no dairy test for 2 weeks and see if you're not feeling better. She will be. I can guarantee it.
I will sure pass that on.
Yeah, check it out. And look also, notmilk.com, notmilk.com.
Okay.
Check that out too. All right. Thank you, Bill, very much for sharing all that.
You bet. I didn't have much to share, but it was very positive is what's been happening to me. I can tell you that.
You keep it up. And do that with your niece. I think you said niece. But
my nephew's wife.
Nephew's wife. Challenge her, please, and ask her. Okay.
I sure will.
All righty. Good night.
Good night.
See you, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We want to run right away to our next special guest. Gene, I think is standing by there. Are you there, Gene? Can you hear me? Hi, Gene.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the program. Richard is here with me.
Okay.
Hi, Gene.
Okay, Gene, tell us what's going on. Now, this has to do with your husband, I believe, and he had immunological challenges. What was going on?
Well, we think the carnivora has helped my husband's immune challenge. He had a recurring problem last year and had surgery in May of last year.
Mm-hmm.
He started taking carnivora 6 months ago, and his tests have turned out well. So we're praising our Lord Jesus for the good reports.
And for providing carnivora for us to use.
Yes, we believe he has provided it through you people.
Well, this planet is full of wondrous things that the pharmaceutical industry and big business does not want us to know about. Now, your husband's cancer was in the area, I believe, of the front of his throat, his neck.
Yes, on the right side of his neck. Now, this was reoccurring from 1992.
Okay.
And so in 2006, he was diagnosed with leukemia. And then last year in January, they decided this lump on his throat was not connected with the leukemia. They took a biopsy mm-hmm. last January and discovered it was another thyroid tumor.
Mm-hmm.
So they did surgery in May, as I said, and then they took a whole body scan afterward, a month afterward or so, a month to 6 weeks. They took a whole body scan that took an hour and a half and an ultrasound after that on his neck area where that tumor had occurred. And so they couldn't find anything there. And so we got a letter from, they could not find anything there from the body scan
mm-hmm.
or the ultrasound on his neck. And then we got a letter from his doctor, from the endocrinologist. Says, I have received, and this was after a blood test also, this was dated January 30th, 2014.
Uh-huh.
I received and reviewed in detail your recent lab testing. Your lab from 1-21-14 shows thyroglobulin is undetectable, indicating, well, they take credit for it, indicating we are adequately suppressing any left-behind thyroid cancer.
Listen, we're talking about too many names of diseases here, so I have to state the disclaimer and say that we mm-hmm. don't diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease in the United States.
Yeah.
We have to refrain from mentioning disease names.
This is aside from carnivora. Carnivora only stimulates the body's immune system. And as
right.
the immune system goes, the whole body gets better, but it doesn't specifically treat diseases. That's the point.
I know you have to put a disclaimer
yeah.
on that.
So his overall immune competence is way up and he's feeling better. That's the most important thing.
And the other thing was that they were quite certain they would have to do radiation or radioactive mm-hmm. iodine treatment.
Really?
Either
Boy,
one
am I
has
surprised.
Been required.
I'm so surprised.
Wow. Well, Gene, thank you.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, thank you very much for being on and sharing that with us. And tell him hello for us. We're real happy for him.
Well, he's on the phone, so.
Oh, well, hello there.
Oh, hi. Glad to hear
hi.
That report.
And he's 84 years old.
Well,
wow.
May you have 20 more at least if you want it. It's a crazy world we live in.
Yes.
Well, his mother lived to be 100, so.
Well, there you go. He's on his way. Well, thank you both very much for being here. Continued good luck and health.
Well, thank you
okay.
very much.
All righty. Good night.
Thank you
we thank
coming.
The Lord, too.
Indeed.
Yeah, we thank the Lord.
Thank you.
Okay, we have one more here from Anne, who couldn't be here tonight, and it's a little Q&A that she filled out, and we asked her how she found carnivora, how she found out about it, learned about it, and she said, I heard about carnivora on the radio and wanted to try it for myself. And we asked her, what did you use Carnivora for? She said, I have an autoimmune condition. It's a rare autoimmune condition. It attacks the mucous areas of the body with painful and itchy lesions. Not fun. Why did you try Carnivora? Because my condition is very rare, there are few, if any, medical answers and no medications for it. Did Carnivora help you? Yes, it has helped reduce the symptoms and seems to be helping my body overcome the condition. And that's a big deal because I have suffered with it for years. It's awesome to finally have some relief. I would encourage people to try it. In my experience, Carnivora is a miracle, and I am very, very thankful for it. So thank you, Anne, for that as well. Yeah, it's a tightrope act. You've got to be real careful. But the bottom line really is, if the body is healthy and the immune system is up to snuff, running at 100% or very close to it, these other things are just not going to be a factor. You just shouldn't get sick.
That's it.
We weren't put on this.
Line.
We weren't put on this planet to get sick. What we use for food is what's causing most people illness. It's terrible. We're eating ourselves into poor health and destroyed immune systems. So, first step is to build the immune system and then let the body take care of itself. And that's what Carnivora does best. Did I say that right?
Sure did.
All right. All right, young man, you take care of yourself. Thank you for being here as always, and we'll look forward to our next program. It's just great to hear from these people. It really is.
Sure is. Thank you very much for having everybody on tonight, Jeff.
Always. Be well, Richard.
You too, my friend.
Okay, good night. All right, Richard Ostrow and Carnivora. There it is. And we'll be back in a few.